Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Summer's almost gone, Patrick.
Yeah, soon we'll have to say goodbye to sun.
To sand.
To surf.
To surf music.
No, we never say goodbye to surf music.
Yeah, you're right. Surf music is pretty much perfect. All right, day two in Silver Spring. Did you sleep okay, Patrick?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Very comfortable here.
Carpet is very
nice.
Comfortable.
Yeah. I know. Normally people put us on a hard floor.
That's right.
This time we got a carpet at least, yeah.
You guys were a little noisy in the middle of the night watching these horror movies in the basement.
Yeah. I was whimpering for a while in my sleep.
You know, it's troubling.
Yes, can be.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're hanging out with the guys from Apollo 66. If you come out to Suburbs Fest, which
you should,
you'll be able to hear them play live at the American Legion Post in Silver Spring, Maryland. That will be on Saturday, October 2nd. Mm-hmm. And also Patrick's band Wingtip Sloat is going to play, and Dot Dash and Frank Muffin. They're coming all the way from Indiana. So a four-band bill. It's like you were talking yesterday about this. Steubenville, the Oneaters playing
with Four Band Bill, you know, Caravan of Stars.
That's right. It's like that kind of thing, right? So anyway, but we're hanging out with these guys again today, and we're going to do a perfect pop episode.
Excellent.
And so, you know,
always
listeners know we've done this over time. Many times you and I have made several picks of songs we think are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners have made picks, and occasionally when we're talking with musicians, they also make picks.
Yep.
And you each have one song. It doesn't have to be, and we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, it doesn't have to be your all-time favorite song, just a song that you just think is really well done. That's all. Nobody's going to, it's not going to go in your obit or anything
still
like that,
right?
So anyway, so who wants to go first with their pick? Sean the drummer.
Yes.
Sean, do you want to describe what you're wearing right now?
Oh, yeah, we should mention
the fact that your last name is The Drummer.
Yeah.
Is that why you became a drummer?
Because my last name is The Drummer.
Yeah, what are you wearing? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, just my little bit of a Viking kind of outfit.
Just, you know, loungewear.
A cape.
Yeah, sometimes you open
the door
with skulls
here.
On it.
So. Man, the cape opened the door when I came here. Yeah.
I'm into capes and skulls.
Yeah. And gauntlet
dungeon.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, so Sean, what is your pick?
I picked Latinia from The Sentinels.
Nice.
I like it.
Why that's your pick?
Well, I think it's a really cool surfer song. I think it'll last forever. It still has its own sound. It's pretty cool. I don't know. It's just something that always spoke to me. I don't know. If you speed it up, it'd still be cool.
How did you get into surf music?
It gives you a vibe, gives you a feeling when you hear it. I don't know. Went to Hawaii once.
I love that. It was wonderful. I don't know. And, you know, it's so interesting you say that because I bet if it was recorded last year or if it was recorded in 1965, like, I would believe both, like,
right.
No matter what
yep.
you told me, which is really cool. And it also has that lovely spaghetti western kind of mm-hmm. feel to it, too, that I really liked. However, I got to say, I was expecting it to come in the middle with, like, this big drum part where you were, you know, like, really hearing the drums as a drummer. Now, there's a little clicking, but not a whole lot of actual kit work, right? It's
good
very
point.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I actually really appreciate the groove a lot with it, the feeling it emotes. So it's definitely one of the quintessential surf songs of all time, and I just think it's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Really cool.
Great pick. Okay, cool. All right, who wants to go next? All right, Alex. By the way, Alex is the bassist.
That's my middle name.
Yeah.
We don't want to know your last name.
All right, so this was terribly difficult. I've been struggling with this all week. I think you guys are cruel for making somebody pick a single song, and I'll never forgive you for this. And I bounced around from, like, should I go, like, for a really deep cut, go super obscure and old, or should I go the opposite direction and something brand new that I've just started listening to? So I've gone maybe closer to the more recent. And I know you emphasize that the pop part doesn't, you know, necessarily define it as like a pop song necessarily. But I was trying to think, like, what would I like put on repeat? That is like, if I'm listening to it, what would I say? I got to hear that like maybe three more times. And then there were still a ton of songs that were really difficult to choose from. So I guess in the spirit of the band, I've decided to land on something more recent, like I said, Ty Segall's Girlfriend, because, like I said, in our last episode, we talked about how that was kind of the first show that the three of us went to and really connected on. And man, Ty Segall, like, he can't do anything wrong. He's just a nutty kid who can come up with a riff that I just want to hear over and over and over again, and this is like one of the best ones.
See how that would fit totally. Into your sound, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing I like about it, it's got that kind of 60s pop kind of stomp to it. It's almost like kind of a girl group song written, in some ways. Know, to be a rock song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, totally. But it's got that with just a bunch of noise and a bunch of mess on top of it, kind of like Jesus and Mary Chain or something, you know, where you've got like a pop hook, but just with feedback and noise and cymbals and like a very drunken Motown song, you know, but just with noise and feedback, you know.
Yeah, really.
And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good.
His work is voluminous.
Yes.
Like, totally. He puts out a lot of stuff, but like you said, it's amazing. To me, almost in some ways, like if you listen to that sort of lost decade Alex Chilton, where he would just kind of toss stuff off and it would sound like that, right? Because he just came in and messing, you know, or whatever he was on at the time made him feel like that. But it's got that same off-the-cuff ability to write an amazing hook, right, that just grabs you.
Yeah, know? It feels like it came up with it quickly.
Yes.
And that's part of the appeal of it, I guess,
that,
right?
Too, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's just like, man, that's exactly what I want to hear. Keep doing it over and over again. Pile on a bunch of noise and just kind of lose yourself in it. It's a great tune. I mean, all the songs I was trying to decide on, that kind of like, I love it when a song has a real poppy hook, but is like constantly verging into absolute chaos and an absolute mess.
Right.
And just riding that edge. So that's like an example of that for me.
Yeah, yeah, totally, exactly.
Totally cool, yeah.
All right, great picks. Now,
really good.
Number three,
Pressure Zone.
Yeah, so
Travis, the guitarist.
I did not sleep very well because this is a hard task. It's a really hard task because this, you know, this will be on my grave.
Exactly. I'm going to judge you by this forever.
He will. He totally will. So I was kind of all over the place from Dead Kennedys, Simon and Garfunkel, like some more recent garage rock that I just love, like King Kong, anything he does. But it just kind of hit me today. I was on a walk this morning and I just kind of searched through what songs had already been discussed. And I'm like, how is this song not there? So I'm like, oh, this is my opportunity. So Iggy Pop, Lust for Life.
I'm worth a million in prizes. I wear my torture film, drive a GTO. I wear a uniform, a line of government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. I wear the liquor and drugs. With the liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I had it in my ear before. Could have a lust for life. Could have a lust for life.
All right, so this is interesting because this is not the drummer's pick.
Right?
Yeah, that's
right. Interesting.
Which is one of the things I love about it.
Yeah.
All right. That drum beat, which, you know, it kind of sent me down a rabbit hole. So this song, and I have to say, you know, it being on the Trainspotting soundtrack too, like everything on there is just brilliant. Yeah, and I love Blur too. And Blur is like one of the bands I was really thinking about too, because as far as pop songs go,
holy crap.
Yeah.
Last night we were talking about this, and the songs that kept coming to mind were all these Brit pop songs.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, we can't like all pick Brit pop songs, but I was thinking of Fratelli's Supergrass and
you know, that iconic drum beat at the beginning, which, you know, as I was saying, going down my rabbit hole, realized that they picked up from like the Supremes, and then it's, you know, it's just one of those things that hook you. But then also I love Bowie, and knowing that Bowie, you know, wrote the arrangement for it, and thinking about the song, how the lyrics are just kind of crazy and all over the place. And I think I had read that it was William S. Burroughs, one of his novels or something, that he got the idea from. But I also know that he does things kind of stream of consciousness, which that's what that song is.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. It's a lust for life. It's a dance party. You know, you just feel it. And, you know, thinking about right now, all the stuff we're going through, like we know people that have gotten sick and died, not from COVID, but, you know, there's cancer, everything else. And it's, you know, it's a declaration of like, I want to have a good time, you know, and this is great. And it's something that just kind of gets me out of my funk, whatever.
I totally agree with what you're saying too. And it's so interesting to me to think about, because Iggy and Bowie too remain such relevant contemporary figures, even not necessarily always in music, right? And all across, you know, like entertainment and socio impacts on all these things. Yet their influences really were, like, when they were growing up, they were 60s records that were on the radio, both of them,
exactly.
And 50s music too, right? So it's kind of amazing to think about that. But a lot of that does come through in this amazing song. And it's been in a couple different movies, and it's always awesome whenever it's used. Yeah.
Well, and what I find so interesting too is that while the chorus is this kind of joyous thing, right? The verses have a certain snarl to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's dark.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, really. Yeah.
Did he do this when he was in Berlin?
Like, this is Berlin. That's right. That's why I was thinking if you did that Black Rebel motorcycle song, would have been cool, because that was called Berlin.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Damn it, Alex. We could have tied this.
We should have coordinated.
And tomorrow, three more picks.
Can we be with you for the next month so I can get my 50 songs in?
Well, you are going to get these songs added to the vaunted Perfect Pop playlist.
That's right. That was my goal.
Which will live in infamy.
Which has many, many followers.
As long as Spotify is still a company.
That's right. So thank you very much for this.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Great really selections.
Too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. As I mentioned, come out, Silver Spring, Maryland, American Legion Post, October 2nd. See these guys play.
Yeah,
66. Mm-hmm. Cool band. And live is the way you want to really experience their music. I mean, listen to this, stream it. The stuff on Spotify, it's great. But come out, see the live.
Got to see it in person.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, we'll see you there. Because that's about it. If people want to call in with their perfect pop picks, they can do that. They can call
612-440-1984.
1984. There you go. Or you can make a voice memo recording and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Alex Morris.
I'm Travis Hodges.
I'm Sean Henderson.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Anybody seen the Carnival Cruise commercial?
That's right.
Somebody say 1984.